Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I'm honored to say that we have a high school head coach as our guest tonight from Livonia High School. Some of the best food in the planet. I've been to Livonia a few times over the years to watch some football. A lot of history. The head football coach joins us today, Joshua Labor. Joshua, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you having me on.
Coach, glad to have you on. We've never had Livonia on our podcast. And actually, I think we had Brewerton on our TV show when I had TV on Cox 4 a few years ago. We had Mistretta. We talked earlier on the phone. We talked about the history of Livonia back in 13 when Brewerton did a great job, and then Mistretta came in and won it all, taking the team to the Dome the following year. And then you come in, and it's a very young program, a lot of tradition, a great community. Tell everybody where you're from, Coach, originally, and everything, and just so they can get to know Coach Labor prior to going to Livonia.
Well, I actually grew up in Irvingville, which is 10 minutes up the road from Livonia. I actually had some family that from the Livonia area. My wife is actually from Livonia. She's a Livonia grad.
Okay.
And I went to Port Allen High and graduated top of my class in Livonia at Port Allen, and got into coaching very early on. Just right out of high school and then to college, started CCP and went back to Port Allen, started coaching there in 2003. And spent 3 years as a CCP at Port Allen. And during that time, you know, had a lot of fun. Coach Dustin Bonner, that black now who I played for, actually took me on the staff right before he left. Got to work with Richard Morales, and then Guy Blanchard took over and kept me on and took me under his wing. And I stayed for Guy's entire tenure all the way through the 2014 season, 2014-2015. During that time, I did everything from young freshman coach doing JV freshman ball and helping the O-line to become a special teams coordinator there, then ended up being the offensive coordinator during our time. And then whenever a guy stepped down, got a chance to end up moved over to West Feliciana and spent 5 years over there under Rob Odom and became his defensive coordinator.
Wow.
Had a lot of fun there with Rob. You know, we had a lot of success, won it in 2017.
Yeah.
And had another time. I felt like maybe it's my time to give it a whirl and give it a shot. And perfect kind of time. And just come open, a perfect kind of situation, real close to home. And move into a community that I'm pretty familiar with. And I knew the success that Brewer had. You know, I've known Brewer a long time. And got to come in now and give it a whirl and try to bring it right back to that glory.
I remember going to some of the Livonia games back in 13 and 14, Coach Labor in 12. And, you know, I remember watching Stephen Guidry play receiver, and I told people, I said, man, this guy, he reminded me of Jerry Rice in high school, you know, 6'3", 4", ran a 4'4", and then, you know, seeing him play at Mississippi State, he played in the NFL, watching Patrick Queen play running back at Livonia, now you see him with the Ravens from Livonia High School. And they had, at one time, Louisiana Tech had 4 players from Livonia on their football team recently. A lot of talent there. And then you're the head coach now, and y'all have, man, I noticed watching your team play the other day, y'all have guys that are in 7th grade playing on varsity. I mean, that's incredible.
Well, yeah, we're 7th through 12th high school, and I'm trying to get the numbers back out. And, you know, took over last year, didn't take over till July of 2020. And, yeah, of course, we all knew what 2020 was like. And right, you know, just the year by itself was enough headaches, and it was a lot of stuff going on. And it was really hard because, you know, no one knew how to handle that situation. Right. So it was really hard for all the other people. And the numbers were real down. And we finished the year with 35 kids.
Wow.
And 12 of them were seniors. So I had to open. I opened it up. We're 7 through 12 school. Well, let's get the kids out, and I look at it as this is part of the blessing that we have is that we are 7 through 12. Let's get them in. Let's get this kid into the system. And of course, you know, you get a couple of kids that just want love to play ball, and more than happy to have them be part of it. And you get those some, you're like, man, I don't even, then you wouldn't realize he's a seventh grader unless I pointed and told you he was.
Right,
or you,
right.
And told you this kid's an eighth grader. And we're really bulking up the youth in our program so where we can build it on to where they sustain a good, healthy roster for the next several years.
Yeah, because then you can get 5 or 6 years out of a starter. And
right.
And in year two, that you get another 4 years out of these guys. That's a great plan. And I've seen the future in the viewfinder watching your team. And I'm telling you, I mean, you know, y'all are going to fight through this year and maybe, you know, salvage and, you know, maybe get to the playoffs. But next year, man, there's a lot of talent coming back that you, like you said, you put on the field. Seventh graders, eighth graders, ninth graders, and sophomores is most of your team coming back.
And that's, we only have 7 seniors on the team. And I love this group of seniors. They have just bought in and they have played their tails off.
Yeah.
Week in, week out. They've been working their butts off. They're great young men, not just football players. And they've been leaders to these young guys, and they've taken them under their wing and trying to mold them up. And they know what they're dealing with. They know there's only 7. And there's 7, and one of them never played before. So
yeah.
It's really
big
seniors, you know, and the other guy's a rookie. And
Coach, we're going to take a break, come back. I want to talk about your staff and talk about some of your seniors. You've got a unique group of guys, and a lot of these guys that are seniors might have to go to junior college and have a chance to sign back D1 or 1AA. And you got a couple of big-time ones, I think, this year that could go D1 on your team. I want to talk about your staff, too, and we'll talk about high school football in general and get your thoughts on the playoff system and a bunch of other stuff. We'll be right back with more from the head football coach of Livonia High School, Joshua Laborde. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest today is Livonia head football coach, Joshua Laborde, who's doing a great job. I mean, 71 guys that have never played before. And about 30 of these kids are 7th, 8th, and 9th graders that are going to be in the system for the next 6 years. I want to talk about your staff at Livonia. You got a really good staff. I know a lot of these guys. Guy Blanchard, speaking of Port Allen, former head coach of Port Allen's on the staff with you. I saw Justin Kelly used to play at Redemptors.
He played at Redemptors and actually had moved and transferred, and I got the privilege of coaching Justin at Port Allen his senior year.
Okay, yeah.
Where our relationship kind of come in.
And, I mean, you got Kerry Wells. He looks like a former Livonia player, right, on your staff?
He did. He's young, and I mean, people realize how young. Kerry's only 20. Actually, 2 guys that graduate all this. I think they're graduating 2018.
Wow.
And him, Josh Wilson, and they just love the program. They love their alumni that just love the green and gold and want to bring back. Kerry's younger brother, Harris, is actually my starting center, too.
Okay. That's
so, you know, he's got another little brother is in the youth program that's coming up in a few years, going to be a really special athlete. Kerry knows the game, knows, you know, how to relate to him, and knows what kind of stuff that, you know, that they need and kind of ways he's missed out on. And I had the privilege of defending Kerry when I was BCS.
Yeah, Kerry was a great athlete. I remember when he played receiver DB at Livonia.
Well, he was the starting quarterback.
Yeah, that I keep thinking that. Right? You know why I think that? Because I was like, he's a receiver in college playing quarterback. Because
right.
He was, what, 5'10", I believe, or 5'9", 5'10"?
Right, 5'11", 6 foot, yeah, you know, extremely good athlete. And I told him that's the best compliment I can give you is I played against you. Not many people could.
To round out the rest of the staff, Justin Osborne, Jacob Thibodeau, Abram Billott, David Cavalier, Kentrell DeRozan.
Darzan,
okay. And that looks like a name for Pointe Coupee Central. Did he go to Pointe Coupee?
He went to Pointe Coupee. He was related to the Darzan, I think it was a cousin that went to Auburn.
Yes, I remember that name.
Then he's a long-time Pointe Coupee Central guy. He has just been ingrained in a lot of these people are really ingrained into the community. you know, of course, Coach Blanchard coming on, a dear friend of mine, you know, and now we got to swap roles. And now he's the defensive coordinator for me, and he's able to help me out with a lot of this new stuff that comes across, you know, as a head coach, first time as a head coach.
Yeah.
It helped me a ton. Justin Osborne's coming in, and great offensive mind. He's, you know, been in different little places that's been able to bring different flares to things and stuff. Jacob Thibodeau's a young guy. He's only 25 years old. It's only his second year out of college. And he was, you know, he's had some time where he worked in the program at McNeese, and he'd be able to come in. And of course, like you mentioned, Justin Kelly, and he played for me, went on to Grambling, had a great career, played arena ball. And he's able to bring that to those kids and show them that they can just, yeah, they can see Patrick Queen. But now you got someone that's talking to you every single day.
Yeah.
About, you don't accept anything mediocre, try to push to succeed. So it's a young staff, but we work well together. Great group of guys. They bring their A game every day, and it never felt falters in what happened the previous day or what happened the previous week. You can see that we're growing just as much as the kids are growing.
Yeah, I remember, you know, there was a Justin Kelly at Redemptorist. That's why I got him confused. Same name.
Transferred. He left. He had left Redemptorist.
Oh, okay. Is this the same guy? Yeah, he did. Okay, yep. He finished it.
Running back and linebacker.
Yeah. And then Grambling, yeah. I mean, he was a load, man. He was like, what, 220, 5'11 in high school? He was tough.
He's still about the same size now. He's great.
And he was very athletic. I remember very athletic and strong. But, yeah, great guy to look up to for the kids, man. Look, Coach, we're going to take a break when we come back. I want to talk about your team and also the guys that you play, you know, schedule-wise, some teams. I want people to learn about Livonia all over the state of Louisiana. Y'all play a lot of teams in the metro area of Lafayette, a lot of teams in Baton Rouge. You get a crossover from both sides, which is pretty unique. But I want to go take a break. We'll be right back with more of Livonia's head football coach, Joshua Laborde. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Joshua Laborde joins us, the head football coach at Livonia High School. Coach, I want to talk about your number one senior prospect that I just can't quit talking about this kid. You told me about him this summer. He's a late bloomer, Traylon Whaley, 6'5", 6'6", 210, 215, runs low 4.5s, vertical jump. I saw it on film. He gets up. He wins those battles. He can run like a 180-pound kid. He could actually bulk up to be a great tight end, or he could stay where he's at. But I think this guy reminds me of a bigger version of Stephen Guidry. Like, Stephen was a lot skinnier, remember? And this kid, man, he looks like a man right now. I mean, he looks like a guy you'll see playing in the SEC right now.
He's a special athlete. He's kind of like, you just said, he's a late bloomer. And I told people at the end of last year, I'm like, he's a diamond in the rough. He's very under the radar. I'm very shocked he hasn't gotten more interest from colleges. He's a qualifier, got the grades, got the score. And then on top of it, he's a great young man. He works his tail off. People just don't realize the kind of drive he has, and he has no quits. He's always a kid that wants the ball. He'll go in and play defense. He's kicking off for us right now. He tried to get me to let him be the long snapper, and I'm like, man, just go.
get some rest.
Just a great young man, and he was on the team before I got there, and last year he wasn't going to play. And he just really didn't care for it, and I got him to come out and talk with him. And first day, me and him, I was like, oh, buddy, me and you are going to be best friends.
We need you, yeah.
Yeah, the skill set is off the charts. He's got the ball sense. He wants the ball in his hands. He'll go up and get it. And he just took to it like a fish in water. And all of a sudden, he blew up on the scene. No one knew about him starting the year last year. It's like, oh, he's just a big guy on film. And then he had 11 touchdowns, nearly 800 yards receiving. And it's just been uphill ever since.
I remember Stephen Guidry didn't have anything. Remember, Coach, early on in his senior year?
Mm-hmm.
And then people are like, right. Man, and I was like, this guy's the greatest receiver I've seen in years. And people are like, Lee, nah, you're blowing smoke. I'm like, no, I'm telling you. And Steven, you remember that. You were there. But he was all a 6'4", about 180 in high school. And he could just, man, he was incredible. And this kid here is every bit as good as Steven, just a heavier version. I saw him catch a pass for your team this year, Coach. And he went up and won that 50-50 battle in the air against about a 6'2 DB. He caught the ball, landed, and then just sprinted in the end zone another 30 yards. And I said, you know, not a lot of guys 6'5", 6'6", 220 can do that. And that impressed me.
He does it often. And he, like I said, he wants the ball. We've had a couple of times we'll throw it up to him with 2-point conversions. And one of them, you go up and one-handed and just come down with it. He has some fight. And he's a competitor. He wants to win. He also leads the basketball team. He's a multi-sport athlete. He can do a lot. And I'm just waiting for the right school to give him that shot, and they're going to get something special.
Oh, he's going to be a special player, Coach. Yeah, I want to mention another special senior you have at running back, linebacker Rico Lewis.
Rico,
man,
he's
that's a 200-pound kid that's, you know, 6 foot and can run and has a burst. He's a good-looking player too, Coach, another senior.
He plays a lot both ways. That kid very rarely comes off the field. I mean, he's on, like you said, he plays running back. He rotates at a running back position. He plays a Mike linebacker. He'll go on the punt team. He's on the extra point team. He's on kickoff return. He does a little bit of all of it, and he's more the vocal leader of the team. He's the one that's put in time. He's a 4-year senior. It's put in the time, put in the work. Came all summer, came all offseason. Has been on the kid's tail, and he's really a – you know, I wish you know, the win-loss record went better for someone like him, because I could just grab him every day and just hug him. He just works hard.
Yeah, he brings it. He brings it. And then DeMichael Coleman is a good-looking senior, could play, you know, linebacker. He, you know, played some running back for you. He's a big kid. You know,
he's our main running back. Sitting about 6'1", 6'2", and he's 230 pounds. He is a old school hammerhead. If you're one that loves an eye, old school eye running back, that's him.
he looks the part, Coach. He's got so much ahead of him. You could tell he's still learning the game.
Right. He's got he's still trying to learn a lot of it, but he knows that giving the ball, don't let anyone get in his way. And that's, he knows his job. He knows his role. He sticks to it. Good hearted kid. He's a more of a quiet guy. You ain't going to hear a lot out of him. He's not going to get all hyped up, but he'll run it in the end zone, turn around, put the ball on the ground, go back to the huddle. I'm like, all right, this excitement? No, yeah. I did my job. I'm going on the next thing.
I want to mention some other seniors that have a chance to play college ball. Darius Ford, another 6'2 kid that's got some size, a senior. Also, Dallin Lewis, number 13, a senior.
That's his brother.
Yeah, I figure they were because of the same name there. He's a good-looking kid. And also, your lineman, number 70, Brendan Houston, who's been playing forever, he could play at a small college somewhere.
He can, and Brendan's a very smart kid. And he's our only senior on the offensive line. So he leads that group, and he gets them to work every day. Brendan, I could tell you, from the day I have been out, has not missed a day.
Wow.
It could be anything. I could tell him it was a car wash he was at. He has not missed. He's got two younger brothers on the team. Kendall Houston is a junior, also starts an offensive line, and his freshman little brother, Dylan Houston, has been playing a lot this year on the offensive line. So there's been times you look up and three of the five offensive linemen are Houston.
Do they have any more brothers coming up, Coach? Any more in that family?
They need to talk with him, man. They think find at least a cousin or something.
Yeah, and then Kendall's number 54, Dylan's 51, and then Brandon 70. So yeah, they're all close by.
I can't stress it. I know that one of them that always gets put underneath the radar is Darius Ford. Darius is playing defensive end, the quietest human being you'd ever meet. He's actually leading the team in tackles.
Wow.
In the 8 games he has 88 tackles. He never quits, never comes off the field defensively. And as a defensive end, some people think he's a little undersized, but he is actually pound for pound the strongest guy in the program.
Yeah, and he could fill out, be a linebacker since he's 6'2", about 190. He could really be like 220 and be a linebacker in college.
That's what I've told him to do because he also runs track.
Yeah, has that speed. You can tell he's a lean – I call it a lean strong. He's got so much weight to put on, you know.
Yeah, man. GPA. Yeah, he's smart. He's really smart. He's in our magnet program. He's taking college courses right now.
Wow. Also, a junior I like, John Cato, is a good-looking junior.
If I was – okay, so about – and I'm not saying this officially, like, oh, I do all these kids – very seriously, even though he's a junior, if I was to truly go someone the team captain, it would be John Cato. He's the one I know can go get the team up. He goes rounds everyone up the way we start practice. He's the one that breaks them down every day. He's the one that makes sure we line it upright. He's the one to make sure the young guys are going clean up the trash that's left out at the pregame meal. Cato's extremely strong, really wants to be successful. Another one that doesn't miss. He just works hard. It's his first year starting, so he's been learning a lot. We've moved him around. At one point, he was a starting quarterback, but he's so big and strong that we kind of need him more on the defensive side of the ball where it just fit overall in the program. So he's playing more defense, linebacker and the D-line, and running the ball.
Yeah, and I want to mention, you've got a young quarterback in Connor. I don't want to butcher this. It's Grievous. Is it Grievous?
You got it. You hit it. All right. Grievous. You hit the nail.
Junior quarterback, good athlete for the team. You got him coming back another year.
And this is his first year ever playing football.
Wow.
So I want to know how many coaches would say that their starting quarterback never played before.
That's tough. That's a tough one.
But another smart kid. He's actually the starting point guard on our basketball team. So he's used to managing situations, handling up. He has no ego to him. He doesn't want it. He's perfectly fine dishing it out, put us in the right situation. If we're not lined up right, he won't snap the ball. And he's been learning a lot on the fly. But he'll put up several games this year. He's had over 4 touchdowns passing.
All right, we're going to take a break, Coach. Come back, talk about your schedule, some of the teams you play. Very competitive schedule. Teams from all over South Louisiana. We'll have more with Coach Joshua Labor, the head football coach at Livonia High School. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Joshua Labor, the head football coach at Livonia High School. Where is Livonia? Well, if it's a small town, if you're heading toward New Roads, you're going to go through and then you're going to hit Livonia and you're going to see the sign. If you don't, I don't know what to tell you. There's a big old sign that says Livonia when you enter from coming from Baton Rouge. Not that far from Baton Rouge, what, 30 minutes, Coach, if that?
In 25-30 minutes, yeah. Don't speed. They'll let you know.
Oh, yeah, Coach, I know that, especially between Livonia and Port Barry, you better go to speed limit in those areas, in those towns. Coach, tell everybody some of the teams that Livonia plays, because people get this show all over the state. But talk about some of the teams that you play in your district and some of the teams that y'all usually schedule, even spring game and scrimmages and that type of stuff.
Well, we did like a mixed bag of different things. And, trying to test our team in different areas. We spring games last year against Donaldsonville, extremely good athletes, very well coached, and got to see what real speed was. They're very, very fast. We scrimmaged Evangel Christian. Wow. They came all the way to the scrimmage. Had a great scrimmage. One of the best scrimmages ever had. Class program. Jamboreed with West Feliciana, I know a lot about them. Coach Fuller's doing a good job of them.
Yeah.
And then we cranked it up with In Parish Rival, Catholic Point Compete, which has been really at the top of the game in 1A in the select bracket. They've been doing very well. We got to see the all running back of the state, Le'Veon Moss. We played the Shroomer Week too.
Oh, man.
Was starting to grow to be a rivalry with Port Allen Week 3. We played White Castle, who's also had a very successful run the last few years. And then we played St. Edmund, who is almost a mirror image of Catholic Point Compete, and dropped down a very awesome game. And then our district, like you said, is Lafayette-based. We had Bo Shane, Opelousas, Cecilia, and Bro Bridge.
Wow, those are tough.
Yep. They're all having a really good season. They're kind of catching what I'm hoping to catch in 2-3 years. And good group in. Coach Marcus Lewis over at Bo Shane's done, it's the best turnaround I've seen in any team. He's done a great job at that. Got a good athletes out there. Opelousas, everyone knows that I call them the most beautiful team when they get off the bus.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I saw them play. They're a good-looking team. Coach, that offensive tackle they have, that 6'5", 280, I think he's real deal. You know I'm talking about, that tackle that's
We saw him up close and personal.
Isn't he the leanest big guy you've seen on your
schedule? But he moves well. You can tell, like, he's in good shape. He's in good football playing shape.
Yeah, and then St. Edmunds. You talked about St. Edmunds. They're in Eunice. If people don't know that, Eunice, Louisiana, and they're very talented. I've watched them this year. They're a pretty good team.
Oh, they've been having a great year. Coach Shaver again doing a great job. We had the game 12-7 till the last 2 minutes of the game. They scored late, and it was one of those that just came down to the end. Who made the last play?
Coach, I'll ask you about this. What do you think of the way things are set up? I ask a lot of coaches this. Do you want it to go back to the old days where everybody plays in 5A, 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A, or do you like the split, or does it matter?
Well, I'm going to be very honest. I like the split, and it's because just we're not on the same field. It's not the same. Things are not the same. And I know people can argue they're recruiting from different teams in this one. I know Livonia, Boynton P. Parish, doesn't recruit. And I know if you don't live in Point Coupee Parish, when you come to enroll and you don't have that address, you're not going to be allowed in.
Yeah.
And then we also, in the same thought, I can't be selective and not allow someone in that does have an address. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it really hard. And I'm not going to name the school, but I saw a school that went to the Dome a few years ago, and they posted, and just so happy for our community because we house kids from 7 different parishes.
Wow.
And he could say that in the paper, and it's okay.
Yeah. And you're playing with what's in your town. I mean, that's who you're playing in your school that lives in Livonia, you know, lives there.
Now, I will say, do I think something needs to change? Absolutely. I mean, it needs to be an honor. Do I think something needs to be adjusted and needs to be fixed? Yes, because no one wants to see the 2-18 go up and be a 60-point game in the playoffs. And those kids don't want that. Those coaches don't want – nobody wants to see that.
Right.
Now, what that answer is, I'm not sure, because I'm not going to pretend like I have an answer. But I do know that it needs to be better.
All right, let me ask you this. Have some fun. If you could hire the LSU coach – tomorrow, and you were the guy, what coach would you love to see come to LSU, just being a sports fan? Is there a coach you like?
There is one I'm rooting for, Dave Aranda.
Wow, that's a good one, because didn't he recruit Queen to LSU, Patrick Queen?
He did, and I had, you know, and any high school coach can tell you this, when you go to a coach's clinic, some of these college coaches give you the very generic talks, you know, oh, we believe in tackling and being physical. You know, no joke, yeah.
Right.
I went to the one talk I got to hear Dave Aranda. He stood in front of all these coaches and stood up there with a blank sheet on a projector and said, what do y'all want? And he was genius. He talked to us like coaches. He didn't talk down to us. And it was genius. Just listening to him to describe how the coverage is working, the different things. I had more out of that 1 hour that he spoke, and it just gained so much respect for him. And then watching his demeanor and how he handles his program, his side of the ball, and now he's at Baylor, watching him grow them back up. That's who I'm cheering for. Dave Aranda.
You know what? You know what Dave sounds like. He sounds like the Einstein of defensive assistants, doesn't he? Like he's
right up there with some of the greats I've heard. There's a reason. There's a rhyme reason. It's sound, and it's going to play fast. I'm going to play to my player's ability, and nothing's going to be out of line.
And he's turned Baylor around in his second year. They're doing really well this year. And
right.
So, I think if the LSU, they're going to go after the top coaches that have been around forever. If they don't get that one or two guy, I think you're right. I think Aranda could be that next guy, because he was at LSU. He knows Louisiana, like you said, not just being a great coach, but he was, you know, at LSU.
He knows the recruit bases. Yeah, he knows the actions. He knows how the program functions. He knows how it functions when it's winning, too.
And the last good defense, he was at LSU. So,
correct.
When he left, LSU's been giving up 500 yards a game since he left 2 years ago. So
yeah, it's been pretty open.
Pretty open, yeah, like flag football. Coach, any final thoughts about Livonia? And I want to mention, I love the town. When I go to Shreveport, I always make sure I come through Port Barry and Livonia to go home because I want to eat. I want to stop and eat in Livonia or Port Barry. I want to eat there. It's the best food on the planet, I think. Don't you agree?
Even the smallest gas station is really good food. And I'll say, as you said, some of the food, but great community, great people. They love their school. They have a lot of pride in where they're from. And I have a great administration from the top all the way through. I mean, from the superintendent, Ms. Canizero, to our principal, who's a former coach, you know, which is always a positive, Cleosa Jonigan. Hey, I mean, we got good people here. And they're wanting to work, and they want to do whatever they can to be successful.
I've got to ask you a question. I saw on the roster, number 45 is Alex Laborde. Is that your son?
That is not my son. That is my nephew.
Eighth grader, right? Eighth grader.
And funny story, that is my family's very close. We're very tight-knit. My older brother has worked for Microsoft for the last 21 years and has lived in Dallas. And ever since the pandemic happened, he works from home.
Okay.
So they allow to move home. For 21 years, he hasn't lived in town. And he's finally got to move back, and the kids are in the school system, and I get to coach my nephew.
You didn't think I would pick up on noticing that because you didn't tell me that.
My little man, he's going to be all right. He's learning a lot of ball real fast. He's like, it ain't like this in Texas. I was like, that's what I want to hear. We're tougher here.
There you go. And he's got 4 years left on the football team, only an eighth grader, and on varsity number 45. And I would say 45 next year, but kids change their numbers every year, right?
No, it's nuts. And, you know, kids nowadays don't stick to it. They see some kid on TV, and they're going to jump on that number.
Everybody wants to get down to the small number, even the linemen, it seems.
Well, especially in Livonia, everybody fights over number 8 because that's what Pat Queen wore in Livonia.
They want that Patrick Queen number, huh, Coach?
That's it. You know, they recognize when somebody did great things from here, and they want to try to replicate it.
And your number 8 is a junior? Moore. He's a good looking player,
right,
too.
You're right. He's actually, I think, second on the team in tackles. And he's another kid in the Magna program. So him and Darius are great bookends, you know, to it. He's still got another year.
Yeah, another year. Big kid, 6'2", 6'3", can run. A lot of young guys coming up. Exciting. The future at Livonia is exciting. It's going to be exciting for a long time. Coach is playing 71 guys at most of them have 4 years left. They're eighth graders. Some are seventh graders with five years left. So a lot of keep these kids together. And if you're hearing the show, families from Livonia, keep these guys on the team. Things will get better. And next year, you'll have a chance to really win a lot of games next year with an experienced team. Coach, thanks for joining us, man. I appreciate you.
No, thank you for having me. Thanks for what y'all doing for high school ball in the state. I love getting the magazine, you know, checking it out every year. But I really appreciate what you do.
Thank you, man. And don't go anywhere. I'm going to end the show. Everybody go to LAFootballMagazine.com. If you're from Livonia and you're hearing the show, we promoted Livonia in our preview, a whole spread of all the players. You can go to LAFootballMagazine.com to get it, and that's our preview. We do a South and North copy. We sent Coach one this summer, and a lot of the kids that we mentioned today are in the magazine with all the schools. And, Coach, I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Guys, we'll see you really soon on Friday. Hope everybody has a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.